This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Can you remember the popular TV series Brides of Christ? It was one of Australia's most successful drama mini-series, won many awards, a great Australian cast. It was set in the 1960s about a group of nuns in an inner city convent. I'm sure you can actually still get the series to watch, and I'm particularly interested in one scene where the young sister, Sister Catherine, played by Josephine Burns, and Sister Catherine was having a tough time. The story goes on, she eventually left the order, but she's really upset. She's in tears and wants some help from the old nun, Sister Patrick, the old Irish nun. Catherine doesn't know what to do, and anyway, the older, wise nun with her withered old hands stretches out her hand and simply says to the young sister, "Take mine." In other words, take my hand. Very simple, but a profound statement. Take my hand and I'll help you. You're not alone was the message there. So when someone you love takes your hand, something special happens. You don't feel so alone. You can face the world because you know that someone cares. So what are you afraid of today? A survey in the US found that people are afraid of many things, as I guess we all are. Losing our freedom, the unknown, pain, disappointment, misery, loneliness, the fear of ridicule or rejection, and of course the big one, death. Reverend Thomas Dorsey is today called the father of gospel music, and I'm going way back to 1932. He was running a church, conducting a service one Sunday when someone handed him a note, and his wife had just died in childbirth, and within 24 hours, this new baby had also died. And so for this young Thomas Dorsey, it was too much. He spiraled into a deep depression and he started to doubt the goodness of God. He grew very angry. His faith was shattered. He was bitter. And one day, about a week later, he sat at the piano when he suddenly felt the peace of God come over him. And he remembered a tune that he'd heard. And he started playing the tune on the piano and the words came, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn, through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, when my way grows drear. Precious Lord, linger near. And when my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall." So there it is. God gave him that wonderful song called Take My Hand. You can still hear it today. Millions of people around the world have heard it, listened to it. It's been translated into 40 languages, sung by Elvis Presley, and I guess considered to be a little bit old-fashioned today, but a very powerful, wonderful gospel song. The Bible actually says that God holds my hand. Someone else wrote the words, many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. That's another song, but it means, as Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you, I will never abandon you. So God's own word says, I am he, the Lord, who takes hold of your right hand, interesting, your right hand, and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. That's Isaiah 41:13. Robert Browning said, I have lived and I've seen God's hand through a lifetime, and all was for best. Amazing, isn't it, to be able to say that God's hand has been with us. You know, you're walking with a child. A child wants to hold your hand as a steadying influence. And God offers his hand to us. No power on earth can ever take us from the Father's hand. And no matter what happens to us in life, nothing can actually take us from the hand of God, our Father, as we remain united to Jesus, our Son. It was Thomas A. Kempis, the mystic, who prayed, Father, let me hold your hand like a child, walk with you down all my days, secure in your love and in your strength. How true that is. Well, dear Lord, I thank you for holding my hand as I face the challenges of life. It helps me to know that you're with me, and I will not be afraid, for my God goes with me. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.